Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. It is Thursday, March 28th, 2019. I'm your host, Kelly Gamott. With me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi there. How you doing?
I'm well. I hope you're doing well.
Yeah, very good here. Very nice and sunny day here in London.
Excellent. Also with me today, I have John Marlaro. Hi, John.
Hi, Kelly. Good morning.
If it's sunny in London, it must be snowing in where you are. I don't know. It seems like it snows all the time.
Snows on the way here.
Wherever John is. It's either snow or thunderstorms, one of the two, because John has nothing but dramatic weather. So, actually, John, I'd like to start with you because I wanted to talk to you about the piece you wrote about Apple's privacy ads.
Yeah. Most Apple ads lately have made my heart sink because they just didn't seem to connect with my psyche in terms of promoting a product or explaining why it's better than the competition or what its features or virtues are, or it shows even bothers to show the product that's being advertised. Sometimes it's a feel-good commercial. Sometimes it's just, hey, we're so cool. You should love us because we're cool. So there are very few ads that punch all my buttons. And this one did, this iPhone privacy ad that came out on March 14th. Mm-hmm. It works so well because it has a theme. Right off the top, there's a theme. People like their privacy and privacy matters. Okay, great. Got a theme. And then it leverages and demonstrates the theme by showing real world examples of why people like their privacy and why it matters. And the examples are presented in a charming fashion with even humorous ones, snappy music. It doesn't bash a competitor.
It doesn't. Whoa, hang on. That's what it's all about. I mean, I enjoyed that.
It doesn't explicitly call.
I mean, come on. I think we all know what the point of the ad is.
Yeah, well, but that's the cool part of the ad is that it doesn't drag itself down into the mud by bashing the competition. It just says, here's what we do, and we do it well. And
John.
Yes.
You know exactly what it's doing. I mean, I've never seen it. It's one of the adverts I've seen from any company ever that is the most explicit having a dig at the competition. I mean, it wasn't subtle in any way. I mean, it's a great ad. I enjoyed it. It's beautifully short. Enjoyed the music. I think having setting out your values loud and proud is great. Well, but let's not pretend it's not having a dig at the competition.
Well, it definitely leverages off of Apple's past. Mm-hmm. Comparisons to the competition in terms of privacy.
You're obviously in a very generous mood today, sir.
Well, there's nothing in the ad that says anything like, unlike those other phones. I mean, right. Like the context
it
today.
Doesn't say Facebook and Google suck, we don't. But I mean, it might as well have.
Well, that, and right, like it's context, I think, that makes that underscores everything that they're saying in the ad, which is part of what I thought was kind of interesting about it when I watched it. And this is.
And they show the Apple product in use.
Yeah, which I was going to say is a nice change because we did just get a bunch of like close up product shot videos for like the iPhone X and the XS and all of those. There wasn't any real like people using an iPhone out in the world sort of stuff. The Christmas ones were nice, but weren't really in use. They were lovely. But they weren't people out in the world using real products. So we do get some of those still. But this one I did think was pretty interesting, John, like you said. Because it seems like most of what I've seen lately has been just sort of the up close shots, you know, with some sort of cool music playing. And that's been it. So I thought it was interesting.
Apple commercials have tended to be stylistic and oblique. Mm-hmm. And this one was right up front, snappy, funny, hits home, has a theme, tells you the story about why privacy matters and shows the product.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this was your
a great commercial.
And this was your point about the event on Monday as a whole, wasn't it? That you liked it because it set out a set of values you felt. And this ad does the same.
Right. Mm-hmm. Technology. Apple iPhone is not just a geek product with hardware. It exemplifies an underlying philosophy of Apple. your privacy matters. We don't try to dig into your life. We protect your privacy. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's another good point, Charlotte. So,
and I remember going back even, even further. I know, John and I, you and I have talked about, Apple and privacy and how that's become a thing that's just sort of one of the, it's on the feature list of everything that they talk about now. So whenever something
really
new
talks about it,
value yeah. added.
Whenever yeah. anything is, it, whether it's new software, they talk about how that software is keeping your data safe. If it's hardware, they talk about new measures they've taken on a hardware level to help keep your data safe. And it's just sort of a thing, you know, like we're going to talk about when it's available and we're going to talk about how much it costs and we're going to talk about all of the neat things it does for you. And we're going to talk about how it keeps your data secure. And whenever they're putting together some sort of product rollout thing, this is like, this is just another one of the things that they talk about all the time. And I know, John, you and I have sort of looked forward to other product rollouts, adding that as a feature as well, that everybody now is going to just start talking about, here's what happens to your data, you know, whether it stays on the device or not, at least just being upfront about what trip your data is going to take somewhere, I think is.
Privacy is a currency and mm-hmm. Apple's cashing in on it.
Absolutely. Yeah,
interestingly on that, I know we've got other stuff to discuss, so we won't get too deviated, but there was a deviant. Oh my god,
thank you, John, for recording that for all the internet to hear. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. There was a story, a piece on The Verge that I linked to today that was talking about how Apple, with its Apple News Plus subscriptions, actually was going against some of its own rules. And there was also comments from the AT&T boss about how HBO were going to get user data via Apple TV channels. So there's a few of these things where the sheen of Apple is kind of being chipped away. Now, we don't know quite what the practicalities of all these things are, mm-hmm. the realities of all these things are, but it's worth keeping an eye on as Apple makes these big yes. proclaimants of, that Absolutely. We all like about privacy.
Yeah, and, yes. and part of that is because it makes a lot of sense, you know, to continue to hold them accountable. It's one thing to say, this is how your data is stored, this is how your data is safe, but it's quite another to talk more about that. And that was the thing that I brought up during the event when they talked about how the TV app was going to be available on smart televisions. We've heard lots of stuff about interesting things that happen to the data that your TV has about you. And that was one of the first things I asked was when we were talking about it, when we were discussing it as the event was happening, was what's going to happen to people's information? How much of what you do in the TV app is visible to the TV manufacturer, you know, given the amount of stuff that we've seen TVs phone home about? So it'll be interesting to see, to be fair,
Kelly, this ad is very focused on the phone and the data on your phone. Mm-hmm. And it is never intended to say that Apple is always protecting your data in every case.
Oh, I know. Right. That I mean, there's literally nothing else in this ad that except for an iPhone. And I understand that. But that was one of the things I asked about. And part of the reason I was curious about it with the Apple TV app is because Apple has been making a point to talk to me about privacy and what they're doing with my information. So I'm going to be very interested to see how they're going to be able to continue to be the company that talks about privacy and says that privacy is a human right, and then put this app on televisions that are made by companies who don't necessarily have that view, and how that tension's going to sort itself out. I think it'll be interesting. So the other thing I wanted to talk about today is the app, the bundle that I think Andrew and I asked the first questions about during the event itself. And that was, what's Apple going to charge us for all these things? And are you going to be able to just give Apple some amount of money and have it happen all at once? Charlotte, what do you think?
I think they're going to have to. I'm kind of surprised they didn't announce it Monday. Maybe that's because not all the products will all be available at the same time. Mm-hmm. But yes, look, the obvious comparison is, I think we've put a ban on ourselves calling this idea Apple Prime, but the obvious comparison is Amazon Prime, isn't it? Where you get a whole host of stuff for, I pay, I think, £80 a year for Amazon Prime. I would be amazed if such a bundle doesn't happen. If we assume that each of the products announced, disregarding the card, if Apple, that we assume that Apple News Plus, TV Plus, and so forth are going to all be arcade, and obviously you've got Apple Music already. Mm-hmm. If you assume all four of those products are each going to be the same price, i.e. $9.99 a month, US dollars, that's $40 a month.
Mm-hmm.
That's asking a lot of people.
Well, and I have a, I have a hope. I don't say I have a feeling, but I have a hope that putting the, all of them together will turn into one of those things like if you get a phone line with your cable service, they will give you a discount.
Right.
So I'm hoping that we get some sort of triple play, quadruple play situation with this, or that they give us some other, that they throw something else in for that same $40. Like, John, I think you had mentioned something like maybe some iCloud storage.
Well, yeah, it can start to really stack up. There's four new services that Apple announced that Charlotte just ticked off, and put into Apple Music, and then there's storage.
Mm-hmm.
So you could conceive of six services bundled together.
Mm-hmm.
I predict that what will happen is that I agree with Charlotte. I predict that what will happen is that Apple will give you a discount if you subscribe to all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then people will complain about how expensive the discounted bundle is.
Well, people are going to do that anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I hadn't thought of iCloud storage, but that's a very good point, because that's also an equivalent to what you get in Amazon Prime, isn't it? You do get some storage, cloud storage with that. I think they've kind of got to make it $150 a year all in,
something like that. Yeah,
is that reasonable?
It is. An Apple Music subscription now is $100 a year US.
Well, that's $12 a month, and that's only barely more than one of the services alone.
No, I appreciate that. When I was trying to work out what number I thought was acceptable, I tried to kind of work it out with that kind of $40 a month all in kind of thing. I just don't think people are going to pay anymore. If you made it, say, people are not going to pay $350 a month, are they?
No.
Sorry,
for a year. Yeah, no.
People are not going to pay that. People are probably not going to pay $250 a year.
No.
So I think something in the region of $150 to $180, if they're offering a lot, and the content is good, because that is crucial. Because the problem is, I was actually discussing this with my family last night. I popped in to see my parents, and they were asking me about the new Apple stuff, bundle and things. And we were talking about, and it's not a particularly original thought from any of us, but we were talking about the number of subscriptions one needs to watch stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I know you've griped about this to me before, Kelly, you know, that to get everything, all the content that you want, that's a lot of between $5.99 and $9.99 subscriptions a month.
Yep.
And it adds up, and people are going to make a decision. And Apple is coming to the game late, and it's going to have to make it easier for people to make the decision that they want to be with on Team Apple, if you like.
Mm-hmm. Well, and
that's why that idea about Apple TV Plus being free continues to percolate in the back of my brain. I keep thinking there's going to be some sort of angle associated with that, with a bundle. For example, if you do this bundle, which is a pretty good deal, take some new service and arcades and news, and what was the other one? Music,
TV, arcade, music, and news. Yeah.
And if you bundle these together for $10-$15 a month, then you get Apple TV Plus free.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always that option too, as a well, sort of icing on the cake.
I think incentive. What's going to happen is you're going to, whichever one it is, however you want to look at it, as the one that you're getting as a gimme. I think so. $40 a month would be for all four services. Apple has a long and storied history of selling people things $29 at a time. Generally, it's a little white piece of plastic, so you can hook the thing to the other thing. But whatever those things are, it's always been $29 to get one of those. I have a drawer full of them, which is why I know. And I think there's...
Dongle of the Month Club.
Basically, yeah. So I think this is going to be a thing where it's going to be $29 a month. You get all four of them. And for $39 a month, you get some ridiculous amount of iCloud storage because Apple should be giving us more iCloud storage than they're giving us. If they're going to give us anything, it should be a reasonable amount. You can't sell me a 64 gigabyte device and give me 5 gigabytes to back it up. Like, that to me is ludicrous, especially because you have to go through all the backup steps when you get a new device and set it up. Anyway,
that's probably why Apple didn't. One reason why Apple didn't announce a price on Monday, because mm-hmm. they're probably still working out the details of this kind of bundling.
I think they are.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, the bundle in your description, which, you know, perfectly believable that is what will happen, is still Apple asking for people to pay another $350 a year.
Yes.
Which I think is, people are not going to do.
Well, nobody wants to pay $350 a year, but $29 a month isn't so bad.
Yeah, but you always have that option to buy just single services for $9.99 a month. If all you want is music, then that's all you buy.
Right. Or I play games and I've never listened to a song all the way through on my iPhone ever. So
yeah.
Games is where it's at. Or
see, we're falling for the same trap I just described before, complaining about the bundled price when Apple will still sell you the individual ones and you can spend just $10 a month or nothing.
Well, right. I haven't complained about anything yet because I'm not sure what they're going to do. But yes, Charlotte, if you think about it in terms of a year, nobody's going to pay that. But if you tell people like it's $29 a month, that doesn't sound so bad, you know, especially because if you get all four of those things for $30, then each of them is less than $10 a month. That's not so bad.
Well, has Apple backed itself into a corner? I keep thinking about Charlotte's financial analysis. Amazon Prime in the United States is what, $119 a year now?
Something like that, yeah. Like $120, yeah. So like $10 a month.
That's $10 a month for books and all of the video content you can watch and storage.
And shipping.
And two-day shipping.
Yeah.
How is Amazon doing that? And does Apple need to compete? Can they? Will they?
Well, and remember, it went up, and there were almost riots in the streets when the price went up like $20.
Yeah.
So just as another comparison, quickly, if you want, just because it's opening today in the baseball season today,
yes,
MLB.tv. Mm-hmm. If you want to subscribe to that for a year, which is multiple baseball games every single day in HD on any device.
Mm-hmm.
That is $119 a year, or you can pay $25 a month.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is the kind of price range that is appealing to people. I suspect with Apple, like I say, it would be a bit more. Yeah. I think if Apple offers something between $150 and $180, a lot of people, for all of the packages,
mm-hmm.
for the bundle, people will say, take my money.
Yep.
I think after that, people are having to make a decision. It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Well, and I think part of it is going to be if they allow any sort of... Here's where I think it gets complicated, is if they're going to offer any sort of deal if you have three services, then even though Apple's offering four of them, then they're going to have to figure out how to bill people correctly for every combination of three services. Right? So,
that's gonna be fun.
You know, like... Charlotte doesn't care about arcade. I don't care about news. John doesn't care about music. We'll bring Brian into this. We'll say Brian doesn't care about TV. None of this is true, but we're just using it for illustration.
It doesn't sound very like us.
So no, I'm just making it up. But like, each of us only wants three of the services, and there's one that each of us is happy to forsake and just not care about. So Apple's going to have to figure out how to do that, and how, you know, if there's going to be any sort of discount on a two item bundle, you know, how that's going to work and how many combinations that's going to be. You know, that's one thing that we hear a lot about when Apple comes out with a new iPod or a new iPad, right? Is there's the Wi-Fi one and there's the cellular one, and there's, you know, and then each color is another layer of SKUs, and each storage size is another layer of SKUs. So, you know, by the time this is all over with, like, Apple announced one new iPad, but it ends up being a dozen different models, you know, or more sometimes.
What Apple needs to do is have a services page, sort of like their system status page.
Uh-huh.
You have a little radio button for every service you're subscribed to, when it starts, when it ends. And then you just go in there and you just do a slider or a radio button click, mm-hmm. and you just turn them on and off, and the billing is dynamic.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're going to have they're going to have to beef up the subscription management page one way or another for all of the stuff that people can already subscribe to, and then be able to manage your music and news and TV and arcade subscriptions on top of it.
I think I have an article.
I think you do too.
Yeah. Because, yeah. You know, if they can do credit card the way they credit card interface with the Goldman Sachs card,
mm-hmm.
where you have that cool user interface and AI interprets mm-hmm. the billing and spells out in English who you charge to and shows you the dynamic interest and what the impact of your payment is. Surely Apple has the technical know-how to pull up to create a services page where you can just dynamically pick the ones you want to turn on and turn off, and it computes, and down below it shows you what your monthly bill is going to be as a result.
That would be nifty.
Yeah.
I'd like that a lot, actually. That would be a lot easier than the way they have it set up now.
Yeah.
So, well, John, I look forward to reading that article.
You do the graphics for me?
Me too.
Certainly. I have no idea how to make that work, but I'm sure we could do something. Yeah, well, I learned at the feet of the master, Jeff Gamet, who was happy to Photoshop things for us. So I'm sure there's something we could put together for that. I've seen some interesting discussions about how Apple's going to put all of this together. So I'm excited to see what that ends up being. And as soon as we know more, we will talk about it here, and I will probably talk about it with one or both of you. So Charlotte, thanks for being here today to talk to me about data and bundles and privacy.
Yeah, it's interesting to see how it all turns out, and thanks for having me.
Of course. And John, thanks for coming by to talk to us about the privacy ad and your bundle ideas.
My pleasure.
It was super fun to have both of you here. I've been your host, Kelly Gamont. This is the Mac Observer Daily Observations podcast. If you would like to weigh in on the bundles and what they're going to cost and what you would be willing to pay, you can do so at TMO Daily on Twitter. You can email us at observations@macobserver.com. You can also leave a comment in the show notes over on the website. And while you're at it, if you want to swing by iTunes and leave us a review, you can do that as well. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other.